Yeshaya Perik Mem Zayin Pasuk Vav Le'ilu Nishmas Avi Mori Pesach David Rav Ram Nata, and for Refuah Shalema for all those who need Refuos and Yeshuos. We continue the descent, the terrible fate of the Bas Bavel, of the Besulas Bas Bavel, the pampered, spoiled young women of Bavel. Remember also the Babylonian Empire lasted less than 100 years. So they didn't have that much time to become so spoiled, and yet they managed it. And now they are cast out into the dust, just thrown carelessly onto the road. Katsafti al ami. So Hashem says, compare what is happening to you to what happened when I fumed at my own people, when I was incensed about my people. But really, this is kind of at my people. That at the time when Klal Yisrael needed to be punished in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's estimation by the Churban, and Bavel committed the Churban, and Bavel says, well, it's not fair. We were your mechanism to punish them. We were doing what you told us to do. And Hashem will say to them, fine. Was I furious? Was I angry? Yes. Chilalti nachalosi vo'etnem biyodeich. I desecrated my own inheritance. I handed them over to you. Lo samt lohem rachamim. But now Echa comes back to haunt you, because you showed them no compassion of any kind. No mercy. And you didn't have to. Paro, Hitler, Torquemada, you didn't have to enjoy it so much. Were you doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed? Yes, you were. But did you enjoy it just a little bit too much to be able to say that we were meeting out God's justice and that's why we did it? I do not think so. They didn't deserve my holiness. They didn't deserve me, although I am Kedosh Yisrael. But did you have to behave in such a terrible way? Al Zakein Hichbadet Uleich Ma'od. On the oldest, on the elders, you overburdened them beyond what they could bear. You went to the aged, and you were so brutal that the older the people were, the more they made them suffer. And if you read Nebuch, the Holocaust stories of what happened to older Jews in frock coats and beards and how the Nazis tortured them, they took a special pleasure in torturing the old, who are the ones who we should look up to and revere. Zayin vatomeri la'olam ehyeh gevoret. Sorry, I keep using the Israeli pronunciation. You said, forever I'm going to be a mistress. I'm always going to be in charge. The thousand-year Reich lasts 12 years. The eternal Babylonian Empire lasts 100 years at most. I'm always going to be the mistress. Ad lo samt eile al libeich. You paid no attention to this, or to these words. Lo zachart acharisa. You forgot what your end was going to be. In your heart you said, punishment, Rashi says, will never come upon me. And to that point, you never thought about the makos that were to come, or that you deserve punishment for the terrible deeds you had performed, and so that's arrogance. And there's nothing HaKadosh Baruch Hu despises more throughout Nach than arrogance and hubris and ingratitude. And this is what Bavel is demonstrating all over the place. Ches v'ata shimi zos adino hayoshev eslovetach. Now hear this, Adino. We use the word Adino for a Jewish name for young girls now. Adino, pankita, pampered one, spoiled one, who sits in complacence and peace and security. Ha'omra bilavava, who says in her heart, ani va'afsi od, I am nothing besides me. That is a very interesting linguistic comparison to where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Biltiva ain't owed. I am it. We've seen it numerous times in the last several prakim. I am the only God. There is no God before me. For a human being to say, I am the only one and there's no one before me, is a level of gaiva, a level of arrogance that is kind of unforgivable. Lo eshev al monov, lo edas shechol. I will never become widowed. I will never be bereaved. I'm never going to lose a war. Rashi, Rav Shua brings down, that was his pshat when it's called Besulas Bas Bavel. The daughter of Bavel had never lost a war until this point. Never mind that they had never fought too many wars before, because there was no empire. We never lost, says the United States. And then comes Vietnam. Test disavona loch shte ele. And these two things are going to come upon you. Rega biyom echad. Simultaneously in one day. Which two things? The last two things mentioned in Pasuk Ches. Shechol, bereavement. The almon and widowhood. Exactly what you said would never happen is going to happen all at once. Kisumam ba'u alayich. In their completeness, in their totalities, there's going to be no leftover hope. They're going to come upon you in full measure. Berov kishofayich, despite all of your magics and witchery, despite all of your kishufim, be'otzmas chavorayich ma'od. And the power of your spell casting, which is immense. So your, Rabbi Hirsch says, ritualistic formulas for spells cast by the sorcerer so effectively that his will is projected in a manner of hypnotism over a person who is under his total control. And that's not going to stop Koresh. Koresh is going to come after you. No mind control, no persuasion, if you want to call it in an ordinary way like we would see the world nowadays. No dominion, no semi-miraculous kinds of behavior. None of it's going to save you. It's all coming to an end.